Across the nation, home values plummeted after the U.S. housing bubble burst in 2008, but that was not the case in some of the less populous counties in the Northwest. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
Many urban areas, including Seattle, Portland, and Boise, saw home values drop by tens of thousands of dollars after the recession. But drive a few hours outside of the city and you reach a place like Minidoka County, Idaho. A new Census Bureau analysis reveals there is no significant hit on property values here, nor in most counties with a population of 20 to 65,000 people. The report cites Klickitat County, Washington as another example. Cheryl Coyle is a real estate broker in Rupert, Idaho. She says the area didn't exactly have a booming housing market either.
When they're talking stable, it means it's not dropping anymore, but it also isn't rising very fast. So it's just kind of status quo.
There were exceptions to the small county rule. Property values in Crook County, Oregon, near once fast-growing Bend, took a bigger hit than King County, Washington, in terms of dollars. But experts say most smaller counties never experienced the huge rise in housing prices in the first place, and therefore avoided the big drop. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.